Blog Talk Radio.
Mohammed, where are you calling us from?
Well, I'm currently in the European country, but Alex, I cannot tell you the exact time.
Okay, your phone is really bad. Sir, can you talk slowly for us? Because your phone is really bad. Where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, there's a delay.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you better. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, I have, you know, recently come from Bahrain, and I'm currently in the European country, but I'm not going to disclose because...
Okay, you're in a European country. You recently came from...
In Bahrain.
Okay, so you recently came from the Middle East. Go ahead.
Bahrain,
okay.
Yes. So what I not want to tell you is the civilian is really correct. But, you know, I like to, you know, ask him from the point of view because, you know, he is, you know, very well, he's you know, a religious person. Can he, you know, tell us, if I look at, you know, my Islamic religious script, the time for you coming is really near, and most of the people are waiting for that, and this is, you know, the time when the things are going to be set up for everything. So there is a religious point in all this. You know, can
now I understand. What do you think, sir, what do you think about the demonstrations? Do you think they're staged? What's your view of what Lindsey Williams has said?
Look, Alex, there is no doubt it is staged. There is no doubt it is staged because it is a progression in 10 of 10 years. In 19, you know, the rap were, you know, incised for Tustan and, you know, the communism work.
Well, listen, Mohammed, I appreciate you trying to call. I'm going to put you on hold and see if your Skype gets better or whatever internet connection you're using from 6,000 miles away to get through to us. Well, we're going to see if it gets better in a moment and try to go back to you. But there's another call from a Middle Easterner, a Muslim, saying, of course they know it's staged, Lindsey.
Yes.
Damon, while his phone might get better, let's go back to you. So yes, you're saying you're already seeing the gas prices in Europe explode, Damon.
Yeah, my wife's family's all over there, and they've seen a dramatic increase in fuel over there. I think the deal from Russia with China has affected that because they're not sending as much down in. So, of course, you have the whole supply and demand issue. And now with this issue with Libya, which, as you said, supplies a lot of the oil to the European Union countries, that's going to get cut off. So you're going to see a major issue there. And it was all just kind of, you know, coming, you know, on as I was over there for 2.5 weeks, from July to the beginning of August.
Did you hear Lindsey, as many listeners did 4 months ago, say this was all coming and lay it all out?
Yeah, I listen to you every day. So I've called you. You and I have talked many times. I wanted to kind of couch on what Lindsey said. I wanted to point out two other things. I was the guy that was going to get the optical stimulated luminescence to go through the x-ray scanners at the airport when I'm flying over. I told you about that. Well, guess what? They shut down all the x-ray scanners. And I think what has to do with this, what Lindsey's saying, is that they're trying to placate the American public for the time being. So they're now kind of, you know...
No, that's right. I talked to some airline pilots because somebody in Hollywood flew a private jet out there to pick me up and fly me out there a few weeks ago. And I was talking to them because they also flew for major airlines. And they said, look, they've turned the scanners off at LAX. They're still off. And I'm hearing that most places they've basically turned them off because they know it was spurring a rebellion.
But in Austria, in the Vienna airport, they had police dogs everywhere. But in the former Soviet Union where we were, they've heard nothing about our problems with the TSA or the x-ray backscatter scanners.
Well, Damon, I got to jump, but I appreciate your call. The controllers don't want to give us an issue that we can come together because liberals don't like the TSA, conservatives don't like it. They want to make everything left-right so we fight with each other. This was a perfect issue that I launched over a year ago, seeing that it was the perfect issue, to get people together, and that's why they're backing off. But I guess that's the good news, Lindsey. If we have this information and get it out, you know, the globalists can be stopped.
They can, and it's not too late. Their timeline is the end of 2012. We do have time, and programs like yours, Alex, are the only hope that we've got of getting this information out. And when the people know the issues, They know the entire picture. Then they can do something about it. You must take care of certain things in your household immediately.
Now, we're going to do a final segment coming up here. We got 5 minutes left to take calls and five more minutes, but I wanted just to point out, if people do want to get pre-ordered, that DVD should be done the next week to see it all in one place without, you know, news breaks and my interruptions and calls and things. Though this is interesting and informative as well, you can go to prophecyclub.com and pre-order. And the name of the new production, breaking this down, is Lindsey Williams, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story. We'll give you the number coming up in the final segment. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls as promised. Delta in New Jersey. Delta, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, so a question is, I mean, this seems typical playbook, that they create the chaos and they play both sides and they create their order out of chaos. Are they, besides the Middle East, do they plan on spreading this to here in the U.S.?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to bring in economic things. They're going to cause turmoil here. That's why they got the police state in place as the solution, because when people riot and burn stuff up, that makes the economy get worse. Then the globalists get to buy it up for pennies on the dollar and then be the heroes rolling out their federal police and the rest of it. As Lindsey said, the globalists like to buy things when they're at rock-bottom prices. Lindsey?
Yes, everything you've just said is true. I haven't even had time to get into this part of it all, but what you're going to see in the Middle East is you're going to see a repeat of Egypt, you're going to see a repeat of Libya, all over the Middle East. One of the last ones will be Saudi Arabia, and no telling what will happen there. At that point, you're going to see the crude oil prices. Now, it will spread to America. We just had a very, very small idea of this in Wisconsin this past week. I know nothing about whether that was incited or not. I do not think it was. But you'll see a repeat of problems across America, just as you're going to see in the Middle East.
Well, they're shutting down half the schools in Detroit. Many cities are laying off more than half their police and sheriff's deputies, and we haven't even begun to get into this depression yet.
That's exactly right. It is going to spread to America from over there. Folks, please be prepared. You definitely need to do everything that you're going to do and do it immediately. I don't know how to say anymore, Alex, except that, yes, what's in the Middle East will spread to America, except in a different form.
All right, let's jam in one more call before this hour ends. We're going to come back. Let's talk to Fred in Ohio. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. But since we know that we've been double-crossed, and the Arabs know they've been double-crossed, and we've got a $25 million bounty on Bin Laden and others, why haven't these dictators and kings and Arabs put bounties on these elitists that have done all of this to us?
Well, because then a military would invade them overnight. The globalists are very aware of that danger of people striking back. That's why when Saddam Hussein, you know, talked about going after George Herbert Walker Bush, you saw what happened. It's because they know the globalists run our country, the nuclear weapons, the assassination teams. I think you answered your own question. And I'm not calling for violence. That's a game the globalists, with all their security and the rest of it, want to play. They want us to get violent, so they have an excuse to crack down. They're spurring the violence in the Middle East. All you guys that call for violence constantly and tell me I'm a wimp because I don't do it, you know, and they always do it with anonymity. I'm not saying Fred's bad. I'm saying people that, Alex, you ought to call for an uprising. You ought to run out and start shooting people, and they're doing it on message boards. And if they're not feds, they should worry, because I've seen folks that aren't feds go to jail for that. I'm here to get the word out. It's my country. I deserve a republic. You deserve it. Our forefathers fought for it, and we need to fight with ideas and physically defend ourselves. We'll be right back. We've got some other huge guests coming up later in the week. Very informative. Just let me give you a hint. You want to stay tuned in this week. This is such an important discussion that we're going to do 30 minutes with Lindsey at the start of the third hour tomorrow and then take another 30 minutes of calls. He'll be with us for just a few more minutes right now. Then we're going to go back to retransmission, but we are live. Lindsey Williams will be back live tomorrow in the third hour, and we have some other important guests on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. One of them, a big surprise. I'll just leave it at that, keeping our fingers crossed. Taking a few final calls here. Well, briefly, do you want to comment on the guy who was talking about violence?
Oh, positively. What you're seeing happen right now in Libya, I'm sure you must have heard, even on the national news this morning, from airplanes, they're shooting at civilians. Qaddafi says, I positively will not step down under any circumstances whatsoever. As a result, oil prices went up so much this morning. Libya sells 1.6 million barrels a day, and right now Tripoli is burning. So do you think that they wouldn't... All of this is supported by the elite, what the Muslim Brotherhood is doing. It'll go from nation to nation, and you'll see civilians fired on. This is an atrocity. It breaks my heart to see that this has to happen in order to bring about the plan of the elite.
Well, we'll talk about solutions, too, tomorrow, and some other areas we didn't have time to get into that are key to this whole discussion. Brian in Utah, you're on the air, Brian.
Alex and Pastor Williams, thank you both for your service and to your audience. We must make this interview and the related interviews that Pastor Williams has done go viral through the college campuses, the police, our military especially, and our local and state officials.
This is the globalist plan teamed up with China to bring us down.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you were speaking of as well, we the people of the United States must become peacemakers to the Arabs and to the Muslim people. You know, we have to let the Arabs know that we've also been double-crossed, and our military has been double-crossed by the global parasite empire scams. And, you know, our military has been double-crossed by our treacherous politicians and their generals. Now, you spoke of Henry Kissinger, and I'd heard, I don't know if it was you several years ago or someone, had revealed some of this information about Henry Kissinger being responsible for this deal with the Arabs about oil. But there was a little bit more focus on the military-industrial complex aspect of the deal with military bases and things like that.
We'll get more into that tomorrow. In fact, I'll write a note to do that. Lindsay, any comments for Brian in Utah? We've only got about a minute left.
And tomorrow, please have your pencils and paper ready, even your recorders. Please turn them on. And you'll want to get – I'm going to give tomorrow the amount of oil that has just been announced to me by one of the elite that is in America, which they're going to open up. I'll tell you where the fields are. I want to read you the amount of oil that's there from the latest statistics. Some of it has been put in the congressional record. You can check it out for yourself.
Absolutely. We'll also get into solutions. We'll get into Fromm and his history. We'll also get into that question about the military bases. In 30 seconds, Lindsay, the military base agreements with the Arabs in the 70s.
Our military is in dire straits right now. When this happens, a lack of fuel. Can you imagine how you run an airplane without jet fuel? How do you run a ship without diesel? It's going to be a startling situation that's going to take place. Who knows what they will pull at the same time they bring about this lack of fuel crisis out there. Let me add just one sense of humor, please, and I'll give you a challenge to go do it. There was a bumper sticker the other day. It said, pray for Obama. Will you please write down the scripture verse? Just a little humor here. Psalms chapter 109, verse 8. And the bumper sticker said, pray for Obama. Psalms 109, verse 8. Just a little humor. But leaving all humor apart.
We're out of time, Lindsay. If folks want to call that number, it's 888-799-6111. We're going to have you back tomorrow, my friend. Let me say bye to you during the break. He retransmission starts now. Stay with us. Visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in.